Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Learning by Ear series about new media. This is our fourth episode, entitled Play and Pay. In the last episode, after Zapcom commissioned an internet service provider company to supply them with their internet connection, their business grew faster than they expected. They also encouraged their customers to use their phones to connect to the internet. In the process, George discovered the lucrative business of selling scratch cards. However, the entire team is beginning to feel the pressure associated with embracing new media and technologies while living in an environment with a limited infrastructure. Will they crack under the pressure? Listen on.
No. Taken? Not available. Taken. Can't I find a free electricity plug anywhere in my own business?
Uncle, what is the matter? Are you okay?
Am I okay? How can I be okay when I can't listen to my favorite radio program?
Why can't you? You have it right there in your hand.
That is the problem. It should not be in my hands and me walking around my restaurant like a broody chicken. It needs to be plugged into a power socket. Radio, electricity. Electricity, radio. Get it, Zapu?
I see you have a problem.
Me? I have a problem? No, Zapu. I don't have a problem. You do. You. You and all these young people here. You've taken up all the power sockets in this place. Look. Look. Everyone in this town comes to charge their mobile phones here. Why? Why do you think they do it?
Because...
Yes, you got it right. Because of you. You are responsible. You and your many computers and everyone else who comes here with mobile phones plugged into their ears on one end and into my power sockets on the other. Have you seen my electricity bill lately?
Hello, everyone. Guess what I brought you? Extra power extension leads. You see? Look. Look, every socket is taken. So, if we use more extension leads, then more people can charge their phones.
Omo, don't. Don't do it. Don't.
Omo, wait.
Zap.
We are fried meat.
Well, it is not the first time Africa has to face technological challenges. But it is no reason to shun the new media. And that is what Zapcom and George have decided. But first, they have to appease Uncle Kilu, who takes them into his back office.
We are very sorry, Uncle.
We didn't realize.
True. You do not realize what you are doing to my business. My intention is to provide customers with good food every day. I have never failed. It never occurred to me that I would be supplying electricity to over 20 small phones scattered all over my restaurant.
But Uncle, they have no electricity at home and they wanted to use their mobile phone anywhere and everywhere.
Why buy new technology if you don't even have the fuel to use it?
You see, we here in Africa do not have everything they have as basics in Western countries. That does not mean we have to be left behind when the world moves on. We can't tell them not to buy mobile phones because they do not have electricity to charge the phones at home.
I guess when you put it that way, but...
We will contribute to the electricity bill and the repairs.
That is not the real issue. What is annoying is I cannot continue with my normal business because all the power points are taken and now the fuses keep blowing. This place is a hazard. A fire just waiting to happen.
Let's get an electrician immediately to check out the place.
That means spending more money and my dear old radio has to have a power socket that is mine and only mine.
Deal.
Meanwhile, here, listen to your favorite program on my phone radio. Go ahead, use the headphone.
Due to the heavy workload, Zapcom and George have recruited the jobless Omua to help with the administration of the cafe.
Omua, why are you not answering your phone? We keep you here in the office to handle the administrative work. That includes answering the phones. We cannot employ you to assist us here if you never answer our calls when we are out.
It's no money.
No business, no money, and no job for you. How many times must you lose jobs in a single month?
Easy, Zap. Easy on the girl.
I don't have credit.
Huh?
I would like to talk to you and all my friends on the phone. But what do I do if I don't have money to buy credit for my phone?
Not you as well. Uncle Kilo thinks we should not have phones if we can't charge them at home. You have a phone and no credit. Why? Why do they advertise them like they're the best things that happened since sliced bread? And we all forget it comes with a price. This is just not my day.
You! I won't pay for this!
Now what? What is the problem?
Look at this screen!
What? I don't see much.
Precisely nothing. I've been here chewing minutes away, watching a screen that has been loading for the last 10 minutes. What speed is this? I'm spending all my money and I can't even surf the web. Man, your download speeds are slower than the African tortoise.
No, not a tortoise, surely.
Make that an African snail. I'm not paying.
This is not happening to me.
Zapcom, my dear nephew. I've not heard from you for a while. How are you in the cafe?
Auntie, I'm fine. But I need some advice.
You're in trouble. I can tell. Your energy sounds down. What's up?
Talk of energy. I'm low. I had a bad day. Our internet connection speeds are painfully slow. And my phone battery is almost empty. We've had no electricity for most of the day after a mishap. Besides that, I'm good. Oh, no. The battery is dead.
Zapcom, do you think I can get an advance?
Zapu, you look sad. You know, tomorrow is a new day. Things will get better.
Will they? This is one time that I really need a bowl of your goat soup. It will lift my spirits.
Sorry, Zapu. There was no goat meat today. Sorry.
Indeed, Zapcom is having a bad day. Will he remain zapped? Or have the problem sapped out all his energy? Talk of putting new wine into old bottles. Zap brought the new technology, but can it survive in this typical African village town? Will he give up? Will Uncle Kilu, after all his trouble, have any wish to continue as a business partner? Indeed, new media is like a river. If you start swimming, then you have to go with the flow. And when it flows faster, you swim on. But will Zapcom and company manage to keep afloat? Tune in to our next episode and find out. For more information on Learning by Ear programs, visit our website at www.dwworld.de/LBE. Don't forget to send us your comments. Until next time, it's goodbye.